що з них або falling by 7 7 falling by Shushkin Chaburah. You hear it? All the Simon Kuvchov by Steve Tess, that being Mamshech, the idea we saw in Mastev Ches, that we see we are calling Gemara, has to be like Maisa Shahayo, that we see the Allah has to be that you bought it from a guy, Mash Enkin Shulo, Voskhara, it does not work. Has to transfer Yeshua's from a guy to Yisrael, Tumah to Kedusha. The influence, Steve Tess, we're holding by, is a case of a Mashkin. You leave a mashkin by somebody, so Mabar Avashi brings down that his father personally took the mashkin, it was tevil, and he drank from it. The question was, why did he do that for? Is it because he held the mashkin kizvini, and therefore it's like a transfer Yeshua if he bought it? Well, no, he knew the guy plans to leave it by him. So first, the Achronim get involved of a David study of Sugin Choshe Mishpat, can he go use a mashkin of a guy? Sugin of Gneva, Gneva Stas. Maisel comes out, but Ikin HaPoskim, the Taz and Shach both agree, the Loch is not like the Taz and the Bach, the Vadi can use the Mashkin, however they're coming from two different avenues, either Mitzad, the way the Taz says, he puts it under the Sugya of Avkos HaVosoi, therefore it's Mutter, there's no difference, the Shach comes from, it's not the Gedog Nevis Taz. We point out, Lachor Nach Kamin, between the Taz and the Shach, let's say the Goy tells you straight out not to use my Kli. Kon the Taz, should not be an issue, Avkos HaVosoi. On the Shach, you have a bayam inside the sugi of Gneva Stas. Because of also means basically that Gezel Akum is Osir. And when they make a mistake and they give you something called Toy Akum.
Why is that a mistake that they give it to you?
I'm just giving an example. That's the concept of because of also. It's the same thing when you have things by you already, you not take it from them, be lying, that's not the sugi of course of also, which the kids are ignorant. The writing says over our palm, most. Tois Goy Akum is really Tois Yisrael. Definitely get a Gezel Akum. Because people misunderstand the Sugya, and therefore it's put down three times, and I'm all passing Gezel Akum like this also. Fine, the game lady named in the game to Sugya a Mashkin. There are three ways you can have a Mashkin that a Goy gave you something. Either he and Das to leave it by you. A second Kimta, we have no idea. He himself has no idea what he plans to go do. Third Kimta, he knows for sure he does not plan to leave it by you, he plans to get it back. Well, look, I've discussed all three cases. They come to our pashas in the case where he plans to leave a bayou. The Gemara is coming out, the Chorish do a tefillah with the bracha. Mechaba passes this way. Again, there's a choshuchan another way, but if the place can go, we plan to leave a bayou. Avada, either reason you have, Marba Avashi, the tefillah over here, so either it's Dai Tilashkriya or Alf Mashkin, the Maisi Avachi, a tefillah with the bracha. Does not plan to leave a bayou. And the Beis Yosef says, it depends upon what Chloikis, is tefillah's kelim or dinder Aisa, or dinder Abonon. Being on the Rajbo, the Ramam, the Ravid over here. The Rajbo says, since the case of Tfilas Kalim was Din Deraisa, the Pasha, the Sugi of Ayin Hain, Avodah Zarah, therefore we have a Boygli Ishta, Sav Deraisa Lachomro. The reason why the Ramam wants to be Makel, he holds that way. Yeah, we spoke on the first Chaburah, the simple Rilam of the Rambam is a diversation from the Chom Seif Din Derabonon. Therefore he wants to be Makel by the Sugi of Mashkin. Therefore, Lachla Maisa, we see an Afkamila, we're passing it over here. That by Mashkin, when they're not sure, the Lachim, we have a Chiyav Tefillah over here. We do a Tefillah without a Bracha, that's a Chash, but we have a Chiyav Tefillah, that's the Boyd Leif Shittah. So again, when you said the Shal of Jabon Nerai, so we include this as a second Afkamila, one we mentioned, we get to Sif Yadalid, if a, by Kotin, does Tefillah work. And another Afkamila is over here, but in the Gedah Sukhya Mashkin, the Machlaikis, we're going to Paskin Lachumah, that has a Gedah Nerai. Building upon that, come along the Pesach Tshuva, it brings on the Pri Chadosh. And everyone knows that by Schuchis it's a Dinder Abonon. If by glass, can a person Lamaisa be Michael? So Lamaisa Pesach Tshuva says, by glass you can, no problem over here. Hagam, there are those off the page, there are Chashulchans, if Yitzhak wants to argue, they get about the clone of by Sav Dinder Abonon went to be Michael. And as we discussed in Sim Kofiud, there's a Mishnah a couple of times, it says you do not do Sav Dinder Abonon to Lechatchilo. So maybe that's Nichol get a Lechatchilo over here, the Rabbi Machmer. Another reason why we machmer called tikkun rabbanon came to raise a tikkun. So these are really questions in the kolam when they get to a rabbanon. In the case, let's say we'll get to the first one.
You're saying to be
by mashkin. We're discussing right now mashkin.
I know. I'm saying to be mekel.
We'll get to the cotton.
What do you mean?
Mekel, no tefillah. Now, it is brought down by the Shach. Let's say you add money over here to go buy it back. Because you never had it be your plea. You want to say it's a tefillah with a bracha. Chiddush of the Shach. From Eisel, the Chidim off the page disagree. Chichodesh, Chachmasadam, Baruch Shulchan, the Kedimad, it's had over here that Mashkim is Kizvini. It's not the tefillah that you did before, it was a real tefillah. So how will the second time, the second tefillah be a tefillah with a bracha? Therefore, the argument of the Shach. The third akim that you can have is your das not to leave it there. He plans to take it back. What's the luck in that case? So there's Machlokes Taz and Shach on the page. Taz wants to come along and say you do a tefillah without a bracha, you start to the soif. Nechal get out of Mashkin, it's leaving by you. The Shach says, but he plans to get it back, no chiyah tefillah at all. No, also, I couldn't disagree about this. The Bach, the Chach Mazodim, went like the Taz, tefillah without a bracha. The Archa Shulchan went the other way, like the Shach, no chiyah tefillah at all. Sif Yud, once we're discussing transferring Yeshua, it has to go from a goy to yid. What defines a kli to be a kli of a guy? What defines a kli to be a kli of a yid? So basically, first we have a case over here that the material is a Yisrael that gives a guy to go make this kli. So building upon the sugya of Umun Koyman B'Shvach Kli, sugya of Baba Kamal last par, Alokha to be passing away in Choshe Mishpot is Machlaikis. Choshe is away, Lachumri over there. The Maestri of Al-Shaila is Umun Koyman B'Shvach Kli. Therefore comes out, how do you look at ownership? What defines the ownership of the kli? Do you look at the technical ownership? Who owns the material over here? Who owns the kesef? Kesef means the silver, means the material over here. The money, it means, I'm sorry, it's the silver, not the money. Who owns the kesef? Or do you look at who Nikos Shmuelov? I mean, come on Tosfos, come on Lirosh. They want to say, it's true economy, it might be Umukam Mishrachli. However, it did not depend upon the Machlokes. Once we have a clown the Gemara that says that's to be Kumai Shoyu, like the case in Klay Midian went from real ownership of a guy to real ownership of Yisrael. Therefore, since it's not Nikush, the shame of Yivkachovim on top of it, therefore not Nicholas category that we care about Umun Klay Mishvachli, and therefore there's no Chiyot feel upon it. One side. The Torah brings down, outside of Shani, the Ritzvah, it says, the Maestro, Umun Klay Mishvachli, and therefore the ownership over here is the guy taking Yisrael's material, it's Nichol in the Chishimishban act of being owned by a guy. Therefore, when the Yisrael gets it, there's a chiyot feel over here. So again, the machlokes over here, the Rishonim, do we look at the shame, who the kli is called upon, like Maisa Midian? Or no, we go after what? Echad, or the Chishimish, but who over here technically owns it? Allah will come on the Mechaber, and he goes like the Tais and the Rosh, has had a shame of the guy, and therefore if a guy makes the kli over here, it doesn't have a shame upon it, it's part of the tefillah at all. At Sadashani, the Taz and Shach, one like the Amor, is Cheshit to a case of tefillah, how would tefillah believe Bracha? Al Tosfos and the Rosh. So you have Machlokes over here, do we have to worry about the concept of Umun Koyim B'Shvach Kli? Building upon that, on that side over here, that a guy, he's making a few. What happens if the guy gives part of the material over here? Not only is it Umun Koyim B'Shvach Kli, but also is giving part of the metal over here to get involved in the Sadashugi of Maimit. So the Shach come along and he understands, the Fili Amor, that the Chit Tefillah with the Bracha over here. The Taz says, at the end of the day, we hold that Umar is not Koyim B'Shvachli. We don't go after the Maimon also. We know it's Machlokes and we're Choshish Mitzah Bracha that we do not go after the Maimon. Therefore, even in a situation where the Goy gives part of the material, also the Loch will come out that there's no Chiv Tefillah with a Bracha, Tefillah without a Bracha over here. Therefore, will come out. When you have a Kli and you give the Goy to go fix, Goy fixes the Kli, you have a Mamash, a complete Kli you bought, you made, it's all yours, you tied it already. And you give it a guy to go fix. You get it back. You have a chiyot feel over here. Come on the Beis Yosef. That's brought down by the Shach. It says you have a kli that has a hole inside. Water comes out. Come along the guy and fixes the kli over here. Chiyot feel. We're going to be chayshut feel, believe bracha. Chiyot feel. Which then leads, we'll get back to, you have a toaster that doesn't work. You give a guy to go fix. You have anything that, that doesn't work, you give it a guy to go fix. Mitzad the chumah damah of umun koyim b'shvach kli, is now that you still have to do a tefillah to it a second time. Now really can be broken up in two stages. There's a stage over here. Let me take the back off. Can I take your back off? See over there. This tender's got chairs. You get chairs? Yeah. So, in the case of a Kli Chashmal, they get fixed by a going. So again, there are really three ways of getting it fixed. Either there's a hole in the Kli itself, not too common. There's a problem with the Chashmal that he can fix, and there's a problem with the wire, the cord, that your kid cut, and he fixes it for you. So you really will get back to, but the question is, how far does it take to set the Umul Koyim L'Shvach Kli? The Vat, if he makes a hole in the Kli itself, the post is a hole in the base kibble, they fix it, then allows it in Tefillah, Leif Rachel. But again, the Chashmal, we'll get back to Ben Hashem, how to look at Chashmal per se. But again, it will come out a chiddush over here that every time you get a goy to fix your kli, once they base kibble itself solely, you have a chiyah tefillah. Now, that's the case where the goy is over here, the payol. Let's say for a carrot, that the goy owns it and the soul is working over here and he can go buy it back. So then it's a shaila how exactly to read the Ramah. The Pash the Ramah says there's no din tefillah because once the Yisrael is giving part of his material with it, and also he's making over here. The Ramah seems to say no chiyah tefillah. The Shach went this way. The Chacham Zadam. The Taz says it doesn't really read that well. The Ramah wants to change the gears. It goes back earlier, and therefore it says the Ramah says you don't need tefillah. And Mashin the Taz says goes back earlier and says you do need a case of tefillah. Where Bichlosh is going, you have to show how exactly to the Ramah. It's not that common. Now, once you have a ghetto or we look at the poilim making something, what defines poilim? Come on, the Pesach Teshuva, the Minza, the Chacham Zadam. He says basically you have two ways. You can either have a company that's owned by a yid and the workers are goyim, or vice versa, you can have a company that's owned by a goy and the workers are Yisraelim. Do you look at the ownership of the company, or do you look at the workers over here? In every company, you have two stages over here. So first, the case where the company is owned by a goy and the workers are Yisrael, come on the Chacham Zadam, it says nichol get of umen koyim b'shvakli. If you have a baya, you should do a tefillah without a bracha, and only by glass, which you have you can make a b'makom atzarech. That case of a company owned by goy, the workers are yidden, not that common. Common, especially in this country, is quite correct. Is the company is owned by yidden, and the workers are Arabs, so goy. That's a much more common case. That's always Shaila comes up. How exactly do you look upon it? So again, come on, come on, it says the same thing. We choshish also this situation, and therefore said only makom atzarech can make a bicycle. Otherwise, the law is go look at the workers, and they have a bayah, they're going to own this thing. Therefore, if you buy, according to Chacham Zadam, the simple reading is, you go to a company that is owned by Yisrael, but the workers are going, you buy the kli, you still have a get it filo. It's made in by yid, and owned by yid, that's not enough. You can go on the on the web, go see who owns the company, that's not enough. You have to go look at the workers. The Maisi Kamal, Numas Achoinim, and they want to define the Chacham Zadam or disagree with Chacham Zadam. They come along and say, today, what are our workers? Our workers are not kaplans, not contractors, but it's in the Sechir games. The workers over here, the poilim. When you learn the Sechir of Uman Kaim Mishra'a Kli, the halacha is the only one who gets the ownership of the Kli is Be'ike when he's a kaplan, when you're a contractor. Masha Enkin, when you're a poil, when you're a worker, Echnami do not get Uman Kaim Mishra'a Kli. Therefore, the way that Achonim will explain whether Achor Shulchan seems to say it that way, or the Chacham Miyamin speaks out clearly that way, he's discussing when the workers in the company were also had part ownership of the company with Kabbalah. Today, all our workers are Sechir Yayim. They have, of course, we'll get to that. But in general, all our workers in the company are Sechir Yayim. And the Sechir Yayim are not Nichol Umukam Shvachli, and of course, we did not look at the workers. We only look at the ownership of the company. Yisrael owns it. When Yisrael to Yisrael, say, you don't get tefillah. Guy owns it. Yeah, nothing, zero.
Even in China?
We'll go up to the ownership. We'll go up to the workers. Yes, in China, the company is owned by Yisrael. If Brafman from Toronto, he makes all these issues over here. He's a billionaire. You know, he owns tons of companies. If he owns it, he has workers who are going, Yisrael's a company.
Why, if it's
Kablonim,
why is it any different than
Shutov? No, he's a pile. Pile is a
Sechir Yayim. No, but I'm saying
no. If it's a Kablon, then it'd be a Shutov. You buy them, you hear Tefillah.
I'm saying then what would be the
Chiddush
of the Chacham
Salim?
How can they explain the
Chacham Salim
like that?
No, he's defining what a Kablon is. He's defining that. He's saying that the Pile might have a get of a. In the case of Kablon, a Pile might have a get
of
a.
It's
within
the Torah of
Shutov. Not a Torah, Chiv of Shutov. Chiv of Shutov. So again, if we read this farm, either they want to disagree with the Chacham Zadam or they want to define the Chacham Zadam and say a vada we go after the companies when the poilim will be a nichol and get a sechir yoyim. They say let's say the poilim are an echanami akablonim. then you can't do it. He'll believe Rachel. That's how Svarim seem to go. And therefore, again, the way how we look at things in general, look at the ownership of the company and not at the workers over here. Now, once we have this concept of here, we have a kli that we made and it did tefillah. Can we do fakarat? Can we now make a hole in it and mavat the kli? Is that an eitzah? That means a lot of times we're going to have kelim and not that convenient to go makshit and put it inside the mikvah, whether we don't have a mikvah or it's going to kill the kli over here. Do we have an option to do the other way around? That means until now we're discussing who made the kli to mechayim the tefillah. Well, now once we have the chiyav tefillah, can we pater the chiyav tefillah and now the Yisrael made it? Can we do fakarat case over here? It's very awesome in the sugya. Once somebody is a chiyav, can you take away the chiyav? So come on, Chacham Zadon, Machal Ayin Gimel, the sugya here. He says, just like one way is to mechayiv you, if you have a kli gomer, you made it, and it's all his material, and you got it from him. You take it, you make a hole inside the base kibble, and then you take a yid and solder it up and weld it back up. So the halacha is, who made the kli at the end of the day? Yisrael made the kli. Therefore, it's part of the tefillah. He's up in Uriah, he says the sugya of the Beis Yosef, Ram Otomer, Kolohola Chachamayim. Just like he said, he said over here, that we go after, there is a hole here, and who makes the kli originally, came on the shach, and the Beis Yosef. The loch is, the one who filled it up, is nechal again to mechayiv you. We go after who is the pile over here, who the work over here is, as the sugya of Maimid, or as the sugya over here, of who the pile over here is, or Mekam Shachli. Just like one way, who didn't fakert. He's mechandish, can say both ways. Can mechayiv you at filo, and can pat you at filo. That's the chiddush of the Chokhmas Adam. Kamul the Pesach Tshuva. The Adam have seen this in the first Pesach Tshuva in Tzvon Aleph. He being on the Chokhmas Adam Alach LaMaisa. So Alach LaMaisa, what are you going to do when you have a problem here? He says, make a hole inside of it. Yisrael makes it. That means this halacha is off the page. But if you read the first Tzvon Pesach Tshuva, first one he says in black and white, according to this Chokhmas Adam. The Pesachim, newest Pesachim, go this way. Because this Chokhmas, Yisrael, others.
Says like there's a
like
so,
aroma
or whatever you use.
No,
that's something else.
No?
No. However, they point out, Yimus Akhonim have a couple of questions against this malach of the Chokhma Zadim. One is they point out, it's very good, Halakha Chamayim Bedu, Chosh Luchumro. For Maisa, we are Choshish, as Bracha, not Halakha Chamayim Bedu. How in the world can you take a Chumro, maybe they cooler? Well, the idea of who made the kli over here. According to Tosfos and Rosh, we go after the shame of kli. We don't go after Tosfos and Rosh, say, after who exactly made over here. So Tosfos and Rosh argues in the mitzvah. You came along and took on what we're chosh for the chumro, and you made a mess, a kula over here. What right to go do that? That means, where they come out of the kli, where they're coming inside the sugya maimed, which is according also, you know, kula or lechacha maimed, is also my malikis. We take it with chumro tefillah, but the part to you, who says he's going to go do that? Really, the whole entire idea, I mean, they really say three points. Number one, they point out the sugya of going after the maimid is not that simple. The sugya of going after umakam shakli is also not that simple. Why they point out, the idea to mechayiv you is, who says the same idea to pat you? Who says you can create the two in general? Kimul chachma, sometimes who are then? Even in the Ritzpah's world, who says you can go do that? And the rai is back and forth, shikol toys about it. There's three chedushim, three questions that everyone's grappling, pshat in the Chokhma Zadim. Therefore, he asked the question of Vosner, he said, no, Chokhma Zadim is wrong. Moshe Chaim, Moshe Shol Klein, he wrote a long shtickle about it, he sent it, gave it to his Rebbe Yerav Vosner, and Vosner said, oh, you're right, you cannot be sent from Chokhma Zadim, Allah Almighty Son. You can't. Kiduah, the Olam, does not seem to go like the Chokhma Zadim, like the Pesachet Shuvo, but the Maisa, you have to realize, Chokhma Zadim is a massive chedush. And every single Torah and Tefillah is Kelim, Abraham is Batzul, Chokhma Zadim, and numerous crashes upon him, they all try to answer it. Building upon this massive Chiddush, let's take the Chiddush a step further, and then a step further. I know the questions, we'll get to them. Let's take it step by step. Once we have the Yisoid of the Chokhma Zadim, it says you can make a hole in the Kli and solder it up. What defines a Kli? Make it very simple. You have over here a Kli, that's Kli Chashmal. You have the base Kibble. You have the basis that's attached to it, which has the chashmal inside. Then you have the cord, the chut sticking out. We're saying in the Chokhma Zadim's world, you can make a hole in the base cable. Can you go over to a technician and say, disconnect the wires by Maisi Uman and reconnect it? Is that Mvatl Shem Kli? And now they saw Maisi Kli over here. This is Fort Mechalik, a master's Fort Mechalik. Bishlang, you made a hole in the base cable. There's no Kli, it's gone. Mashenki, go over to the wires, take it apart, true, you couldn't come home and work anymore. But can you fill up with water? 100%. you store water inside? Yeah. So the base kibble mice is 100% terrific, wonderful. Does it lose its shape clear over here? You're disconnecting the wires. What does that have to do with the base kibble over here? It's in Shiloh. Aluminum pan is a chapami. We most people say no. No, but that's not chapami. We never had a shame kli. This has a shame kli that broke. But what broke over here? Not the kli. The davar chitzoni broke over here. So again, there's another question over here. Building upon this, come along Madani Asher, and he says the only ma'amokim we have in the chayodim chalch basadim is in the base kibble. To take it further in the chashmal, that's a massive chiddush.
Telling what's the shame? Meaning, is the shame of
the
clear, let's say, a curing machine? And then
it's a curing machine that doesn't work to be cured, but the mice in the base kibble is still there.
But then it's not.
It's not cured. Therefore,
what's it telling?
That's the two sides. Part of the two sides. Now, again, that's a question over here. How far do you take the chinch of those who argue with it?
It could be a different clue, but
it's
not that clear.
No, it's not. It's the base kibble never changed. Nothing. I don't care about the name Kirk. That's shame kli is the gate to the ownership. Yid Ugai. The name of the kli, I don't care what you call it.
No, I'm saying it's no longer. That's
a
sifter. So if I could use a sifter, then it should also so.
No, when the halacha is the gate to come over to Haro, when they make a hole, too much Haro, the halacha is to make a hole in the kli, that the water come out, not shame kli.
So
a
sifter
isn't a kli? No, the halacha is, the kli is made to hold water and it lost it. The kli was never made to hold water, something else, it's own club. I mean, you learn the Mishnah of Paris. If you learn, did not lose the base kibble. That's the shayla. Atzala Sheni, Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva min chashlami, he writes about this. Talk about kli chashmal, it can't be terrible. See, it's not so first. Let's be sarav the idea that when you plug it in, it's getting to be mechuber, which a lot of places can make a mechuber. I said, we're not sending upon that. But that, together with this concept, take apart the chashmal, I can't really, anyway, table this kli. Together with that, the Maisi wants to be Michael. Therefore, Numus Farm, Dam Shalom Zalman Shuva says, to extend the idea of Chokhmah Zalman, in case even by chashmal, when you have, beside the idea, it's plus mechuber. You can throw in the idea that it ruined the kli over here. Lav kelim get ruined over here. So we mentioned already a kli that gets ruined. Are those one times no chiyot tefila at all? So one, number one, mechuber. Number two, maybe no chiyot tefila. But with that, then we'll put the chacham azadim and say the shalom azadim ma'isi kami mekel. And even at that, the person will disagree.
Could you say it depends upon whether or not if you bust the electricity, there is a shaitas for the actual kli?
Maybe we'll get to mean the third stage of here. Again, these are as far as I let you think of that. But a step further over here, let's say the cord over here, you're not doing the basis over here, not doing it to the chashmal in the kli itself. You have a wire that's physically attached, you cannot disconnect. If the only thing is doing it, transferring electricity from the wall, the sheka, to the teka, into the kli. But it's nothing to do with the kli itself. Maybe there's more of a reason why to myself to be machmed, it's dovichi tzani totally. That, the swarm I see being down, the Yibush Lomazalman and the Bikr Pesh can say that will not work.
With the cord,
yeah. Because the cord, but it has nothing to do with the kli. The kli works wonderful, terrific, with the chashmal, you just have to get electricity from one place to another. So you get another wire, that's fixing the wire here.
To those who say you have to be toggle kli chashmal, you have to toggle the cord also?
So they work out, they work out the same way. I think they're not telling, but they're working two different circuits over here, I don't think so.
It's
all part of the kli. That means it's physically connected, not something you take off.
But you do need to
building upon this, now let's take the other way around. You have a kli that you saw made, and you saw bought, and you saw no chiyuv tefila. You go give it a guy to go to fix it. So where did he make the hole over here? What's he fixing over here? If it's fixing the base kibble itself, chiyuv tefila, without bracha, atzmach leikis, but tefila. If it's fixing the basis over here, well, that depends. You have no idea, you take both sides of the spectrum over here. If your whole fixing the basis, the maestro works to part you from tefillah, when he does it, I'll mechayv you in tefillah. Ulay. Mashaking by the cord he's fixing, like some other reason my kids have a talent to cut the wire. So in that case, the maestro, that everyone holds that does not part you from tefillah, will not be mechayv you in tefillah when I fix the cord over here. The cord should come out the same way. I could hear again, left them over here, the tzadam of mefakvek, the mechalik, Pasha should be the same sugya. Now, once we have this idea of a transfer Mashiach, what happens? You bought a kli from a guy, you titled it. No problem. You gave it back to the guy, and then you bought it from him. I forget. You made it, you gave it and got back. is there a chiyu tefillah when the goy did not, when it already was in the mokum that's potter and tefillah, and he gave it back? It's a common person, the Russian says, even though you bought the clue, your tefillah gave it back, and you bought again from the goy a second time, there's a chiyu tefillah here. That means the loch is very important. People, when they know, they see a box, it says no chiyu tefillah upon the box. Let's say, take that mitzvah that you can't do tefillah. Let's say the box says it already was made by George Company, no chiyu at all. They go buy it from the store. Who's the owner of the store? If it went from a Yisrael to a Goy to Yisrael, well, Pashas Tefillah in the Shulchan Aruch is a Chiyu Tefillah, with a Bracha. Because even though the maker was Yisrael, it says in the box, it was all made in Eretz Yisrael by Yishu companies, only in Meir Sha'arim, Seder. But you buy it from an Arab. Chiyu Tefillah over here. No, that's not the shame, because he can do it. But here he has publicly. He's a Mashkara. He's doing it publicly. Not only that, but you can say, Lav Dafka, if you went from the company to the store to you, but even if you went from you back and forth, the same person, to Ismet or from the Kohen is coming from, same aloha, once to go, he went back to you over here.
With a bracha.
Now, there is a massive chiddush over here by Moshe. It wants to say this halacha over here is specifically in one place, like Klei Midian, that the one who originally made the kli was a guy. Then it went to a yid, and then it went to a guy and back to yid. But let's say originally it was always made by Yisrael, not like the Maisa Klei Midian. It wants to tell you that's not nichl in this chumra over here, what the Machab is saying, you chiyat filu with bracha. A massive chiddush. He says it's not that simple. Never said a chiyat filu without a bracha. That means according to Moshe, which the Paiskim point out that no one says it, because no one says, all the Paiskim is a massive Kiddush, but we want to tie up. If it's made by a Jewish company, bought by a Gresha store, and you buy from him, the Locha is, you have no Tefillah, Choshish, without the Bracha. Because maybe that's not what the Mechaba means. The Swam did not seem to go this way. They seem to stand that anytime you buy from a guy, the Locha is a Tefillah with a Bracha. Building upon this, Kamlon Ramah, it brings down. No.
So what's the difference
between Schir and Schir is also no Chir. But he's selling it. Buying it. So not Schir, it's buying it. The guy owns it.
Right, but
Schir,
you bought it for
Schir. No, Schir is a Schir. No, I thought you buy it, yeah. So what?
Why
are you asking? I have no idea what your question is. The lock is.
When he's only selling it and not using it for himself, right?
But the lock is the guy who buys from his chayv, says
Ramah. The guy who buys it.
Right.
But only because the Yisrael wasn't chayv and it
was. No, they say the Yisrael wasn't included, except he is not conceded by him.
Over here, you have the yid who was
made it.
Yisrael made
it. Over there was nothing. The guy made it. The Yisrael bought it to sell.
It never was.
The buyer has to.
Again, once it goes to Shus of a guy, it doesn't make any sense. Once it goes to Shus of a guy and you bought it from him.
Even though the guy bought it for Schayr, it's like.
Again, every guy, when he makes it, why does he make it for Schayr, right? A guy makes it for Schayr. What's the law for?
He makes it for Schayr.
What's the difference?
No.
The patent. A guy makes a company. What's the difference? A guy makes it a company. And then he
makes
it. Then it's Shul's time. It's the same thing.
Yisrael made it for Schayr.
So,
guy,
and therefore?
And therefore, the guy would have never been Mekuy Tefillah if he was Yisrael.
But again, it went from a Tumah of a guy to a Kedush of Yisrael.
But if you say it like that, then why is it must buy if the Meiser is a Yisrael and it went from a Mitzvah of a guy, why if the
Mitzvah's
table is there
a tzad
that the
tefillah
is no good?
It's actually suited,
yet
it doesn't work,
because
there's no
machayah. Right, because it's just
guy that
produces Yisrael.
That's tzad, that those who say your tainah does work, and those who say it doesn't work, there's no mitzvah yet.
So on that other side,
there's no mitzvah, but it's still worth
a
guy.
If there's no mitzvah yet, then it didn't go from a guy to a Yisrael.
No, but on that halacha, on Tziv Ches, it says when it goes from a Yisrael to another Yisrael, it's black and white halacha.
No, but now when the Yisrael made it, the Yisrael makes
you guys are losing, you guys are not making sense. Afterwards, you're not making sense. Fine. A guy in Israel, they have something b'shutfus over here. So come on, the Ramon discusses no din tefillah. What's the reason why there is no din tefillah? They point out because the tefillah not because there's no din. There's no way of doing tefillah over here. There's no way because you tefillah what happens still in Kodesh Rishos. The Tumah is still there. So importantly, sorry, not there's no din tefillah. There isn't tefillah, which they point out one of the ways they want to discuss. When he can't do tefillah, maybe there's no machayim with tefillah. So over here, he can't do tefillah, there's no machayim. Therefore, build upon this, while they say, the Shach speaks out, let's say you have a kli b'shutvus with the guy, and you go buy it now, you saw buy it out the guy, or another you saw buys it out, halacha is that Yisrael buys it coming from a guy to Yisrael. A bad is didn't feel over here. Now, on this Ramah, there's an interesting...
guy?
I know Yisrael bought it.
The
you should visit again. The halacha is no chid tefillah, no Yisrael tefillah. The halacha says no tefillah.
Now it's
owned
by
the Gabi Omer by you. If whoever was Gabi Omer owns by you, then it's chid tefillah.
Now it's only 50% by you, 50% by you.
Then it doesn't make a difference. That's all by Jews.
Even the first Jew has a chid tefillah.
Yeah. Now there is a question. Those who do want to argue on the Amos based mainly on the page over here that discusses the Misad the Sugya in Hashut from the Dorim of Brera Ein Brera Yesh Brera that we should be chosh over here and how do Shutfas work? The Tzad the Shutfas work is that the idea of Brera is when Betim we own a boat when the one of the partners uses it, the whole thing is his. When the other partner uses it, the whole thing is his. Talmud based mainly says when Yisrael uses it. The whole kli is his. When the guy uses us, the guy uses the whole thing is his. Says the base mayor, every time you use the kli, you have a chiyot tefillah for. On the side that feels the right slot. Up on the side only the first time. And therefore, but again, it went out of the guy. It has shame upon it. When it is a shame, the guy's shame is there. And now you bought it. You have total rishus over here.
Even
the question you have to make a shame on the buyer over here or on the seller? Everyone does know this. Yeah, come on, come on. That's what he writes on the page. He wants to find, like, if you're a Tfilistim to write so. So he wants to argue, my sister's form should not go this way, Shalom Zamas and Shukotara had to answer the base mayor. And they seem to go, in any case, the Shutfis, the Meister no Chiv, when you buy from the Shutfis, then there is a case of a Chiv. Building upon this, they point out, anytime you buy from a company that's owned by Yid and a guy, and you buy from them, the loch is chiyot tefillah. That's mamish is a loch over here in Sefer Aleph. That you buy from a shutfus of a guy in Israel, and Yid gets it from him, you mechuy the tefillah one, and said, if part of the shutfus over here, what? No, tefillah with a bracha. Tefillah with a bracha. Zed shach tefillah with a bracha. What from a guy to Israel? Now, once that happens, the question is, that's a standard company that two shutfus over there, there's Yid and a guy. Let's say there's something called an LLC. A limited liability company over here, any corporation, in Hebrew it's Cheva Ba'am, Ma'am, Ba'am, right? Ba'am. Cheva Ba'am, a corporation. What that is, Be'etzem, is that the point of here is not to give anyone an achrayis for it. Therefore, for example, let's say I have a company that's a Ba'am, a corporation. Let's say it goes bust, I'm not personally achrayis for it, my own money I can keep. The company lost the money. It's not a choice upon the person. That's the side. The side is there's no one personally involved. It's a choice for it. It's a company. The question is, how do you look at these companies? Is it like nobody's? It's owned by no one. No one's a choice for it. Not the Yid, not the guy, not the 100 investors, but it's an LLC. It's owned by the company. Who owns the company? There's no one in the company over here. Therefore, coming on motion to get to secure Ribbis, he says there's no issue of lending. I think lending to the company over here, because who asked the sugya of Ribbis over here? Because you're lending to who? Not to Yisrael. You're lending to the company. The company is not a person per se. And there is no Isser. Building upon that, they discuss.
That's the only way to look at it? I'm not going to see
from you. Oh, so, no. You said no one's a credit for it, so I'm not lending, so there's no Isser Ribbis. No, it really depends on the setup, yes. Some marks, maybe, yeah, maybe no. The question now is, Negatis, Philus, Kalem, do you say the same sugya over here? The being done from Scheinberg, it's the same exact sugya. It's like a kli that was made by Hefker and he got it from Hefker. Therefore, any kli that he got from something that's a LLC, the loch is chayshish all the way, but do it feel without a bracha. The Meisah is brought down to the Issa question to a Moshe himself and the Sirius Moshe in the Kelly Gimel, so yesterday. He kind of longer wants a taino that true, there's no Shibra Guf responsibility. But you tell me there's no ownership. You tell me the company is Hefker over here, someone can walk in the company and take whatever they want. There's no responsibility on it. No responsibility to get to give ribbis. But Be'etzim, whoever the ones who invest the money, they own it with no achrayus to it. Well, the way how Chalkos Miyama says, well, I think it seems to be a little bit differently. Who owns it? The government owns it, which is only still in America, and they're going also. So someone has to own it. The notion is not a hefker. You can't just walk in and take whatever you want. Somebody owns something. Either these people with no achrayus, maybe the government owns it, that's also nechel get of going. If you buy from these companies, the chiyot tefillah over here. That's how most of them seem to understand. Chiyot tefillah with the bracha.
Why is government showing?
Goyim, part of some of them, whether it's America, we the people, by the people, by all the people, whether it's Eretz Yisrael, it's not, again, there's always shutfus over here. It's not worse case of shutfus. Now, let's say a company is owned by a Yisrael, but the stocks are on the market. So then they get involved with the question in general, what is a stock market? Is stock market an investment and bets on they're borrowing money and they're using the money, or is that considered ownership in the company? They discussed whether how can you invest in something that's open on Shabbos, how can you invest in something that has chometz all over Pesach, how can you invest in something that gets first Isser McDonald over here. Think about all these different questions, how can you invest in these things? So one of the main things they get involved with, are you really, is there ownership? For example, you invest in McDonald's. The halacha we learned in Simchat Yadayim, schar is iser, you can invest with. How you can own. How in the world can you invest in McDonald's? They point out, can you walk into McDonald's and say, give me a Coke? We have to laugh at you. So how in the world can you be an owner and you can't say what you want? Nothing. They have a most from one time, that's built upon a rashba, the fact that you own something in the stock market, you can say you own it, but in essence, you're not an owner, you're really investing in the company over here. If there's no real mechay over here to say that you really own it. Now, the question is, when does it switch over from being just an investor to the idea of having ownership? Do you need a say in the voting power? Do you need a say in controlling interest? Do you need 50%, 30%? Do you have that to be nikkudet, part of it's under your name? That's a bimah vucha among this forum. But let's say you just own 10 stocks of McDonald's, which is a multi-$100 billion company over here, who wants to have a chur that's not nikkudet get of yours, therefore, if I cared, the company's owned by Yisrael and some guys have stock in it, it's not going to be mechay the one who buys it in tefillah. Mashenkin, if he has controlling interest inside of it, or he has a voting power over here, then the Echnami knew his place more time, and the one who buys it, he buys from a shutfus of a guy over here, and he would have a chiv tefillah over here. Now, the newest time when you buy a kli, we're mesupik who owns the kli. Who cares? At the point of Maschir Yayin, usually, and the company, even though it was made by Yisrael, we go after ownership of the company. Like, you know, from a Yisrael to Goy, still Machad, you're dealing with a bracha. Yeah. If it should have been Yisrael to Goy, yeah. It should have been Goy, yeah. The question over here is, the case I said, the owner is by Yisrael, and the company is owned by Brahman. And he's on the stock market. Most of his companies, and the stock market are also goyim. The question is, if he had tefillah at all. Now, let's say in numerous cases you buy a kli and you're not sure the kli is from a goy or from Yisrael. New people tell me I can go mavara on the web. I tried to check up certain companies. You just can't find out certain times. Name was owned by somebody else. Owned by somebody else. And who exactly owns it? It's not that clear exactly who owns certain things. So a couple of the places say, you must look at what the kli is. First, they discuss there's really two aspects, the tefillah and tefillah with the bracha. First, when some of the idea of tefillah, some of the daka tshuva, it means not to a shai, it's not a maisi of a chiyah tefillah. Why? And the bets we read, the Svarim, they come in four different avenues, why? Daka tshuva says, mitzad ha-sugya dov shish lamatirim. The way of the shelf initial comments, he comes mitzad ha-sugya basar, right? Where people in the world are going, Chan Mish says, mitzad ha-sugya to be tevil is very easy to be tevil. Can we make some things very easy to go do? Ain't that the doshi shlamatirim? You know, Moshe comes out to come and give evshalavua. He writes a vadik mavar. Maybe you have to do better homework. So come on the swarm. Everyone says the case is not true. Both from either guy, but klolius somewhere one maybe a machal can clean out Yisrael. But with klolius they come along and say you have a chiyah tefillah. Now the question is tefillah with a bracha or without a bracha. So they really get involved. What's the tzad to be machma over here? If the tzad to be machma is lecha charoy, rei magoyim, especially in chutz lauretz. So lecha charoy is a beer. It tells you what. Was owned by a guy over here. Therefore, most farm, or Moshe, or Vosner, or Strumba, they come along and say tefillah with a bracha mamish. Especially in a chutz lauretz, and so yesh lotan, there is a rave. Tzad Hashani, others say, lechach a rave is very good to mechayiv you, but who says you can make a bracha over here? Therefore, the Daka Tshuva seems to say you cannot make a bracha, but actually you can't make a bracha. So, shall among them hungers what to go do when you are mesopic. I see some people go one way, some people go another way. Now,
if you would never make a bracha,
no, what Berkowitz says over very simple. He himself, I think, says he has a lot of sveikis in Tefillah's Kelim, Alts Brochli, and Makmer. He says, just go to an Arab in the Shuk, buy from them 22 forks over here. Usually, it's either made by an Arab, even if it's not, it's owned by an Arab over here. Every single time you go to Mikvah, take one fork, table it, say a brach on top of the fork, with a thing next to you you're not sure about, and no problem. It's a very simple Eitzah. it's a half a shekel, these folks over here. It's a good kli. It takes care of numerous times the idea of bracha. And the shach says it better. And the shach said, the person going down, that's certainly the better on hoga what to go do. Now, once we have this klal over here that your soul owns something, goes to goy and buy it back from him, the question is mechiras chometz. Mechiras chometz is basically you take erev Pesach, people write out stories, go sell it to goy, and then they buy it back after Pesach. The question over here is, on the tzad that the nusach of yishtar is to go sell your kelim over here and sell your pots over here, do you have a bayah tzad what the shach says, pshat and shulchan aruch is, that when you buy something back, you have a chiyut feel with the bracha. And you have shutfus, they own it completely over here. So the Maisa Piskashu brings down this question over here, and it's brought down that Nalibid himself did the tefillah, and the Goyim did the tefillah, and the Chassam Saib did the tefillah, Chalch Bazam did the tefillah over here, Kishonarach, and it brought down the Chad Nish one year, Ichabda, he did the Mechira on the Kalim, himself did the tefillah on the Kalim over here. The Maisa, what to go do practically? We do not see the Elim over here take the Kalim after Pesach and be toivel it. So first, they come along, and they, if you read the story slowly, and the Swarb is my name, you say what to go do. It does not say the Kalim being sold. I read it yesterday, just to make sure. It does not say that. Most stories say very simple, they're selling either the Chometz, or the Chometz attached to the Kalim over here, or, but no one says the belief inside the Kli, we have to go why, but no one says the Kalim, we're selling the Mokim of the Chometz, you need the Mokim to go, and I'm selling over there the Chometz that's the end. And the Meister, you have belief inside the Kli, so the Lachas, we learned some tough and Aleph, the first sip over there, negate the chometz al shalav al Pesach. Blias is no yilah have on Pesach. There's no isra at all to have blias on Pesach. No baliro, no balimoso. Black white mechab says you have kelim that blias. Lock it up and keep it by Yisrael. Black white locha that we pass that way. Shalom the sugi maybe. That's only how we pass. No. Oh, so come along. They say let's say you only sell the blias. So Biashav is Shuvah is writing to I think the stipel over there. And he says first of all he says to sell this blias you don't know how it's even chal. Has no mamashas. Also, so there's no point really gaining out of it. If you sell the blee, it's better if you're not selling the blee anyway. So he's not exactly sure how what the point is. No one seems to write that nosuch over there, and there's no need for it. Therefore, the best thing is, Lamaisa, is to what the standard nosuch today is we sell the mokum, the kalim, and the end of the chomets that's stuck on the blee, but not the blee itself. Now, in those days, the nosach was not that way. It sounded like they sold the kelim. It could be in those days. Our kelim are much easier to clean, it seems. Because we had stainless steel, and we have things that glaze, and it's very easy to clean. Those days, a lot of things were stuck on, and they just took the kelim and mamash sold the kelim. That seemed to be the nosach. Now, even in those days... No, you have to sell the plate. You have to put it inside the shus of a guy. Not the kli itself, it would be in the rishus. It has to be shus of a guy. The chometz have to be in the rishus of a guy. Now, there are those who answer back. The Sholem Eshiv and the Eshel Avram, the Bochakshal, or Chashulchan, they disagree with the Noidib Yudah. They come along from two avenues. The Sholem Eshiv wants to tighten the whole Mechir's chometz is a Ramah Ba'almo. Only Rabbanu will make upon it, which I think Elam appreciates that teretz. And if there's no Chir's Tfilah, Kelim on it. Where the Rosh Hashulchan said over, very simple. We just said, Toysin the Rosh says, has to have the shame of the Kli upon being a Goy. Behind you. The Maisa, the Kelim that you keep in your house, you sell to Goy, is the shame over here of a Goy, that he owns it. Is there any shame over here? So he said, no shame of a Goy.
It's a real Mechira.
But there's no shame of the Goy. No, it's a real Mechira. Again, I don't mind having ownership by them. Again, the Uman Kaimer Shvach Kli said, Toysis, yes, he owns it. Yet, there's no Chiyat Filo, because not Maisha Yoyle, Maisha Midian. He owns it, he 100% owns it. But it's not the shame of Yisrael on top of it. He was at Toysis, not Kharami, but he's not Chum over here. But Maisha, once a time, we had this Nosuch, and Maisha keep it as is. So that's the Maisha, a Svar over here, where the person do disagree with the Mitzvah Chuvo. We come in two different avenues over here. The Maisa, again, we do not seem to have that Nusuk anymore negate us this issue. The Psalm do say, Maisa, if you have that Nusuk, go look at your star, do a tefillah without a bracha. That is the way you should do a tefillah there. Next chelak. Sif Yubayis to Sif Tezvav is the idea of doing the tefillah in a mikvah. One group over here. First, Sif Yubayis is the idea that not only the chiyah tefillah is upon the base kibble that holds the full inside, even the yods of the kelim are the same exact halacha. And we'll get to, at the end of the Kabbalah, to go through Reish Beis, the Klum over there had to apply that practically. Sif Yud Gimel is the gate who puts on the mikvah. It's on the idea of chatzitzas. Chatzitza being a machbid is, or a case of roiv, is a chbod over here. You should any machbid when you try to get off, you cannot get off any, get off as well as you can. And that machbid mice is no problem. Also, we'll get back to what that means. Bez Hashem. Sif Yud Dalan, Sif Tez Vov, Tfil B'mikvah, but discussing really one idea. Tfilah Ayde Goy and Tfilah Ayde Kotin. First, it comes out to the kul and the chumra, sign the goy and sign the kotin. I mean, by the case of the kotin, Sif Yud Dalan, Kamul Mechabit says, a kotin is not Nemon. The chumra here, Kamul Nemon, but the mice, it works. By the case of the goy, Kamul Mechabit and says, the mice, it works. The Kamul Nemon says, the mice is not Nemon. That means, it's the same exact halacha, just say someone reason Ramon and the Mechabit switch over, opposites will exactly the same over here. Kasha or point. Fine. In this halacha, first take a case of a cotton. A cotton comes along, you want to give me a keli to be toivel over here, give him a case of a teches, he brings the mikvah, comes back, and says, I was toivel it. The halacha is said Chubas Adeshin, Maisi is not Nemon. Why? Because the class that Chubas Adeshin is, cotton is Nemon once biyodai di rabbonim. We need two things. Mashenkin over here, we paskin that Tfilas Kelim is a deraiso. Not enough camino, but to Rabban Reiso, we pass as the Reiso. Therefore, the Kotel Maisa is not Nemon. That's the Machab says over, Lochel Maisa is not Nemon. And therefore, Rav Ruben says over, or you yourself, you go to the mikvah, you see all this time these kids, Maisa are terrible it. It's not that the tefillah doesn't work, unless it does work. But they can't go back to the parents and say to Maisa, we did the tefillah, not Nemon. The correct thing to go do is, Rav Ruben says himself, he writes a piece of paper and gives it to the kid, and gives it to the parent, I saw it. Otherwise, and he also maybe adds another line, next time don't send a kid. Or you can call the parent and tell them, my size sword, tefillah works. Not by other tefillah. Maybe he has another locha not to be tight, but my size tefillah adds and works. If he knows what he's doing also, that's another question, he has to make sure he knows what he's doing. It can be tight over here. Or he has my back team and my size also, what do you switch hands over here? But look, otherwise, he is not Nemon. That's the gate to Matachas.
He comes back and he can't be Nemon. You say a little bit rough on that side?
What?
Akola,
he is, if it's derisive, not Nemon, yeah. It's maybe harder, it's not, yeah, it's a little harder, maybe. They get to Schuchis by glass. So again, the Pasha's understanding over here, so the Archa Shulchan, is really basic. Derisive will be Machmer, if it's glass, the Mice will be Makel over here. How will come along the Pesach Shuva and the Kivega? There are two reasons why the Mice is still to be Machmer. One is, come along the Pesach Shuva and he quotes the Prima Godim. He says the loch over here is dafka when there is a sevda rabbanon. We learn the klam a sevda rabbanon. Simu kuf yud, klai svek sveker chal chof. The shach over there says when there's a cheskis iser by sevda rabbanon we machmer. It is a cheskia chazok. You cannot use the kli over here. Therefore, you make a sevda rabbanon. You cannot be sevach upon that. Oh, so he comes and says if you have svardi, the bichodesh ma'isa argue with the shach. Aleph. The oy the we yourself spoke out over there, but there's a pischa shuv over there on the shach that speaks out. What defines Cheskes Isser? That means, let's say you're not sure you took a Esther on second day Yontif. Second day Yontif, the Maisa is the Rabbanon. What? Second day Yontif. So over there, blow Shaifa, second day Roshani, you're not sure. Can you go blow Shaifa? You're Chiyav long Shaifa, it's the Rabbanon. With Chazaka, you were Mechui beforehand. Is a Cheskes Chiyav the same thing as a Cheskes Isser? Is that the same thing? So come along the Aruch HaShulchan over here, what's Mechalik? And say, I know the Cheskes is, I agree to you, why don't we make it over here? A Cheskes Isser, the way the Chorim explained, is the Cheskes itself as a Mezosser. Mashenkin, the Cheskes Chiyim is big upon the Gavro, but on that we say, Sevdav on the Kulo. And if you want the Mishibru and the Mogavrom in Hilchos Shofar and Hilchos Lulav, they say, Sekhna Yadav, the Maestri be Mechal. And the Cheskes Chiyim. They come along saying, on Cheskes Chiyav, you do not say the Locha Sof Dabon Lekula. You do say Locha Sof Dabon Lekula. Now, either people comes against it, and the people over there, Maisa is Mekel, you can argue the point, say, maybe there's not Cheskes Chiyav, it's the Shtapchus over here. So maybe there's a Cheskes Isser over here. So it could be, I think, part of the argument over here in the Prima Gadol to extend it over here, they agree there's a Chil between Cheskes Isser versus Cheskes Chiyav. But what is the Mechaim over here? What is the Isser Shtapchus? Could be dependent upon that also. A second reason why to be machmer, come on, Kivek and says since it's not your kli, it's not Ramila, and therefore also cannot take care of your chiyav. The only time you can take care of your chiyav is when it's put upon the cotton over here. Those are two reasons why in machmer case of glass. My son, Avrami, 4 years ago, El came by mitzvah. So the meaning of our family is before the bar mitzvah, we write questions of Chaim Kanievsky and we try to print it with the bar mitzvah. My son Meir Yehuda will tell you what his questions were. My son Avrami, he wrote to Chaim, a Meisel, can I, Kotin, play with these sukkahs before my bar mitzvah? Chaim and Meisel back, no, you can't. Then he wrote back to Chaim, but let's say I did. And I'm after bar mitzvah. He has two questions of Chaim. Now I'm a gadol. Am I never not to say what I did as a cotton I did a week ago, and it's chal the tefillah right now? Because it was a bayah, not a bayah the tefillah. Tefillah is chal over here. My son's a lamb over here, right? The tefillah is chal by his nemonis. Am I above a mitzvah to have nemonis? Number one for myself, and do I have nemonis for other people? Two different people over here. I'll stand on this. Right? The tefillah is chal over here. So Maisa, Reb Chaim wrote back on both these cases for my son, tefillah b'li bracha. And that's why I see the swarm over here. The swarm in Maisa, I see the Chodashani, the asked this question. He comes along and he says, the halacha is, he's nemun for himself, but not for others. He says you have no chivus to go tell others. Interesting idea over here. Because I know Maisa, I told it. They can't believe me, I told it as a cotton. But they don't know, that you have to go tell them that I Maisa told it as a cotton. That's what he wants to tell you. It's not saying to say, but tefillah kainim, he goes through this. He said, no, he's not numbered even for himself. Why even for himself.
Why not?
By Matachas, it's disgusting. He is not working even for himself. Could be Gezer Al-Bus from Kiveg over here. Could be Gezer Al-Bus Kiveg is most of the Loy Ramila, maybe the tefillah is not Chal over here.
Why is it Loy Ramila? Is Barry going to use it?
It's another question is cost. Cleave a cotton here tefillah. Maybe they'll hear tefillah because they have a cotton.
The
same tefillah as Caleb says, a tefillah clear of a cotton.
Again,
it was only clear.
How does he have his own?
That's his parents. No, so the Shaila, he owns something, he has tefillah upon it also. But, well, last point again over here, they discussed is when a kid is 13, he's titled it. So we know the Loch is 7, how do you know he's a Gadol? He has two Sarius, Chazak Lirovo. Chazak l'rov al ma'isa work over here in this situation by kli klimatachas, but kli schuchas the ma'isa avada work by klimatachas ma'isa doesn't work or not. So Piskachuv is mitzad over here that even though it's general by the ma'isa we're not going to say it works over here, but etzim fu won't be also over here. Sinifu never is also the ramon and the simon. Therefore, the only thing we're discussing over here is the mitzvah shabai, not the isser shtapshu shabai. Could be etzim the thing ma'isa be mutter, especially when sent isser shtapshu the rabbanon. Therefore, Teskachuv mitzad over to make a simple upon Chazak l'rovo, Ravozan, Lam Svam go this way. Gam del Zoma Fakfek, it's especially in the sand, it's just Tamshad in the Rai, so why not to be Choshish? Sifta Zvov, the gate to Tfila a day goi, by glass can be make all, not shined. The gate to Tfila a day goi, so the Mechab is very clear that it works. Come on, there's the Kelim, the Shach, Taz, Bach, they say, let's analyze it. By tefillah by a nida, there's no das to tefillah to be chal. Does it work over there? So that's machlokes in the sugya of nida. It's the end of the simchah tzadachas. Machabel said the ma'aser works. However, the amos is bechlishit to be machmer. The other come along the bach and says just like the amos is chlishit to be machmer over there, should be chlishit to be machmer over here. The ma'aser then they push me go this way. Side the ties, side the shach. They disagree and they say the look is over here. Even by case of a goy, the ma'aser tefillah does work. Technically, the whole bach is b'diavet. The best way they come from is who's being machmen lichus nido, the Rashba. Who's being mekel over here, the Rashba. So the point out it cannot be the same exact sugya. The svar the one machalik is over there the sugya of tumah v'tahara. Here's the sugya of tumah kedusha. Two different studies over here, and therefore since over here be'etzem the full of ma'aser mutter, there's no tumah over here. It's only exactly kosev yish lachalik, and therefore ma'aser tefillah does work. However, they point out the nusach over here is the lashon of b'diavad in the mechaber. Why b'diavad? So where the Taz will say, because Maisa Goy cannot make the bracha, and what's not the bracha beer? The Bishlam, where the cotton, the place can say, Dr. Shubing down, the cotton does make the bracha. Mashenke, but the case by Goy, the Goy cannot make the bracha, you lose out the bracha, that's why it's a case of the Evid. They do point out, why don't you say it's a case of the Evid, Alf Mitzvah, Bol Yusuf, and Shluchoy? I mean, it's because it's that Nichol is concept of someone tiny, yes. Maybe there's no right to the Sugmit Sai bracha. They point out, not really shver, because the Lashem D'Yevet, Salam D'Yevet, the idea of Mitzvah Yesh B'Shlucha is a Mitzvah Min HaMovchor and a two levels of L'Chadchil over here. Now, the last Lacha is Sifta Zayin, the idea when a person did not toil the Kli. And I get stuck, it's Erev Shabbos. So first thing they point out, do you have a right to leave a kelim around to your toivel it? Is the baya of shiel of the chash maybe the data kolom? So some say it's not muksa. But is there a baya of inside the sugar of the kolom? So there is a pim gonim in our chaim shinchom gimel, he discusses it. But can the person point out l'chur, there is no isra over here, leaving around. Because what's the color at the end of the day? Especially in the sand of chulam is not also over here. And the isra ishtam is only doing upon them. We don't say any mechayv to go do it. However, they all say practically you should do it right away because it does lead to problems. It does lead to issues. There's no chiv over here to rabbon inside the chash, maybe data color. There might be a practical issue over here, but not the chash over here. What?
Oh.
Yeah, the magical shelf is by Hakolos Kenim. Yeah, but also by Tfilos Kenim, the same issue. But there it messes you up, the magical shelf. Because then you have to take all the Kenim. So here you don't gain out of it. Now, they also point out, we mentioned that we have a core idea of Ziz Martin Lumitzvus. It's a mitzvah we have to be tribal within the Gavra. And especially if you understand the idea is on the person, not a Hakshud or a Hila, you should do it right away. Number one, it's on the Sugi of Takolo. Number two, it's Ziz Martin Lumitzvus. Now, again, we have this kli over here, and it's Erev Shabbos, and I can't toivel it. So what are bets of your options, which lead to other kli that you cannot toivel? What are your options? So, come along the Shulchan Aruch, that's killing me down, the option is very simple, go give it to a guy. Guy owns it. Shu'ula from a guy is not in tefillah. Guy owns it. And therefore, passes you from your tefillah. Therefore, it sounds like, any kli you have an issue with, any kli chashmal, you want to pass yourself, you don't want to put inside the mikvah, go give it to a guy. And bar from the guy should not be any issue. However, the question is, can you leave it la'idlim by the guy? Sure, the case in Shulchan Aruch is to leave it there for Shabbos. But if that was 2 days yontif, a couple of days, to get a mikvah, a week, 2 weeks. But can you leave it there la'idlim? Come on with Taz, discusses, say here and say in Aruchayim, it's Mishnah of Gimel. Says the Maisi cannot leave it there la'idlim when he has two Maram Kermis for it. One, we have a mashkin, that's owned by a guy. Leaves it by the, gives it to Yisrael. The chashash, you might leave it there la'ilam. What's a locha? You have a chiyah tefillah to it. So is that worse the case in a mashkin? Aleph. That especially when he plans to leave it by you, you say it feel with a bracha. Feel with a bracha, mamash. He plans to leave it by you. Here he plans to leave it by you. Mamash the case of a mashkin. The second thing he says, what?
There he wants to be kind of, especially here's one of the kindness.
Yeah, but he's leaving by you. Sure, he's leaving you by you.
We'll get
as far as Mechal, but that's first what he says. That's said, Aleph. No, you're borrowing it from him. Again, you have this Kli Chashmal, you can sell it to him, and you can borrow from it, keep it in your house. He's living by you by the Loilam. Right? You have the Kli had to be told before Shabbat, he's living by the Loilam. It's like a Mashkin, you plan to leave by you by Loilam, Aleph. Second is, Negeta, Hilda Tzitzis, you have a talus that you borrowed. The Loch is until Shloishim Yoyim. Loch is nechel get a talus shula and potter and tzitzis. After shloishim yoyim, loch is as if it's yours. Near kishaloi, there be a chiv put tzitzis on top of it. But also near kishaloi, after 3 days, here's la'olam. There be should have a chiv tefila on top of it. Therefore, kamung beik the paiskim pichodosh the mishnebuin sinchav gimel darach hashulchan. They pass him like this taz. Now the taz himself says it's not that simple. When I'm saying over, he once says ms. There be alts brach shaboi. Let's be chlish do tefila with an brachol. However, he says, Allah l'maisa, avadi v'chiyat filo. Ain that you leave by you lo'ilam, that you got from a guy, you have a chiyat filo upon it. Just make that bracha, not to make a bracha on top of it. Now, so they come along first to argue the 2 points over here. Right? You have to argue the 2 points and then point out what you're saying. Number one, it's at the sugi of tzitzis, yeshul chalik harbe. Tzitzis is what happened. They walk around 30 days with, everyone sees arba kanfis, no tzitzis there. Chshad, everyone sees it. When you see a kli, oh, I see it wasn't tabled, no one knows. Yeshul Chalik Harbe being the case of tzitzis, which is a sugi of chashad, everyone sees you wearing it, the case of no one has any idea over here. They get the case of mashkin also say Yeshul Chalik Harbe, but the case of a mashkin, what happened? You bought it, it's yours. That's the whole idea, mashkin gizvini is yours. That's not shkure. Mashkin over here, I'm saying it's the guy I'm borrowing, I'm canceling the bar from you. That's for to Mechalim. You can argue the point back and forth, how these two stories, sure, it's more of a share, but the idea of Mashkin really have two sides here. Mashkin Kizvini, one side. The other side, he plans to leave it by you. What does that mean? What's the story of plans to leave it by you? Is it not buying it? Oh. The Maiso, on the end of the sermon, the Knesset Gdela quotes the Taz and disagrees with him. He says, Allah is not so. The Maiso and day, you're borrowing it from a guy over here, so Maiso, somebody borrowed from a guy, you bought it to you. Therefore, in the beginning of the sermon, Knesset Gdela brought down by the Kiva Eger on the page, you bring it down over here, you have these big vats. that are with simple behavior, what are you going to do with it? He says, what's the Eitzah? He says, to go sell to Goy Lo'ilam. The Knesset Bela Shittasa, you argue on the Tazel here, the beginning of the simple behavior brings down, not the way.
Is that one of the
therefore, no, it says this concept straight up. Knesset Bela himself saying, no, I argue on Taz. No, he knows that there's a Taz against him. But not mitzvah, the love shway, he still holds it. He writes, the Taz, I disagree. He writes, we just turned out Tegura against the Taz. But he said, no, the Taz is wrong. He doesn't write the Taz is wrong. And there are those passing not like the Knesset Gedola. There's a Ben Ishchai, there's a Shulchan Gevora. They come on the passings. That means, first, the question, Lila Lo Ilam, the Ikka the Swarm go like the Mishibura, the Taz, the Maestro Mimachar. But again, you have to realize that those who disagree over here say, it's a Lila Lo Ilam. Now, therefore, how they apply this situation here, they discuss this practically in two cases. One is this halacha of living in Lailam. Yeah, so they get about also the same story they get about with. Al Shem Yisrael, but here they take out the cool, the chum again, you have to take it both ways. We take a machalik twice versus the with spa. When a Reuben writes, all shtickle gets involved with the studio of Shem Yisrael. Now, just how they apply it practically. We were discussing already. The sugya going to a hotel where that kelim over there that were not toiveled. So they get involved with three things. One is the shvar to say the hotel is a kli schayor. You're using it. Rabbi Oimer says that's the ikasvar al ma'aseh what make a kli schayor. Kli schayor for them is no chiyat fila. You're using kli schayor. Fine. The ma'aseh kli schayor over here. A second shvar comes from Shabbat Zalman. He wants to say it should be this reason that you walk in mitzad you. What is the issur here? Issur shtamshus. Especially if it's a dindir abonim. It's a knas. We're not going to knas the person from the plate on the gavro. We're going to knas the owner. There's no knas the person cannot do tefillah to it. You walk into the hotel, say, I want to tell the camera, tell you no. So the issa, the knas, is the owner and not the one using it if it's not owned by him. So the second reason why you can go to a hotel or use a kli by a hotel that's owned by a yid, not by a guy, owned by a yid. Why is the knas not put upon you? A third thing, come along, Lumis people, the Rabbanim, what they do is they sell it to Goy La'ilam. That's what they do. They sell it to Goy La'ilam. Now, the people get involved with the whole, they sell the Kelim to Goy. No, not you. The owner has the Mechir's Chametz and they have the Ashkacha, and the Ashkachas do, they sell it also, all the Kelim owned by Goy. Now, there are those who are factoring upon the Mechir, for example, the Kelim breaks that you're paying the Goy. You buy new kelim over the year. They do the mechira every year by mechira's chametz. The kelim you buy over the year. Where's the michal? Can you make a mechira before it happens over here? But Reuben said he wants an avara and he found out the mechira that sold to a guy, the guy died a couple of years ago. Fine. So these are interesting challenges over there. But let's the concept of Shibai itself. Now he actually wrote it in one of the shikles he wrote. He wrote in a footnote. I found out this hotel where the guy died a couple of years ago. Now it's Hefker maybe who owns it. I like that. Interesting question. What? How's it work? I don't know. Now, notice to get involved with and Va'idah. Reuben says the whole idea to leave the oil by Goy is silly. It's a shame Yisrael to put upon it. Right? It's silly shame Yisrael. Everyone thinks it's owned by the hotel over here. But nice they point out that the Hanukkah team Michael is putting the three ideas together. Please Chayyo, my pushed Knas on the person. And it's Lo'ilam, which there is a Kivyagir that says, Shmishamach upon it, Knesset Gedola. That's one Marmok, where the Ilm seems to rely upon it. Reuben does not like it, the Kiyu is there. He says the Ilm should always band together and not eat by the plaza or other hotels, he said, out for Rabbim. And therefore, if we do that, then I come to the Tavu the Kalim. Fine. But he says that, he said it come on every year, every second year, he always speaks against a bunch of hotels that way, that they should take care of this issue. But again, this is Marmok, what do you make? We have a Kivyagir. And we have over here the idea of it's a kli schayor. Together, the idea is no knas upon the person using it. Fine, that's one. The second idea we're leading to is a kli lemaisi cannot be toivel. There's kli chashmal over here. What do you go do? So again, you can't get involved with number one. It's impossible to be toivel it. Not that simple. Even those one time, no chid filo put upon it. Kli chashmal, they can't toivel it. A curig. What do you go do with that? So those one tiny together idea of selling oil, we have a kivyagir over here. Especially if one put together the idea of taking apart the chashmal with that self machlok is a paiskim. If you sell it and take apart the chashmal, you have newest paiskim. Shlomo Zalman says take apart the chashmal. Those one tiny can sell oil. Fine, and therefore, that's what we serve a chon. The Maaseh Reuben does not like those eitzes. He himself has a water machine in his shul. He has a Tami Arba in his shul. He has two floors over there, and for years they hacked him about it. And finally, a couple of years ago, we gave a shout to Gadol Joshua, I think it's already 6 years ago already, that he came over to me, Machmir, and says, yes, there's a chiyat tefillah upon it, which we mentioned, not that simple, the chiyat tefillah. He said, since the pipes are connected to the wall, a lot of people are trying to nickel get him a chubber, it's not like a me'edim where the water is there, it's coming out, it's an extension of the wall. He says, a chiyat tefillah. So he says, what to go do? What does he do? So what he does is he sells it to the guy, Mechiras Chametz. Or he sells it, he owns it. And every year, Mechiras Chametz, he rents it, does Chiras from the guy. Every year, I think he said the number 5 shekels, he gives the guy 5 shekels. He wants to tell you that that's a real Chiras over here. Chiras from the guy, the Maisets Potter. He wants to tell you the Kuliyam of Maisets Motor. It's not Stam Ashul in the game over here. I bet I'm paying real money over here for it. I'm doing something for real over here. He wants to tell you that the Kuliyam should not be a Baya. Again, even that, Yishla Fakrik. Yishla Fakrik. That's Maisets, he writes, there's no problem over here. But again, this concept of the Taz over here, again, you have to realize there are Cholkim and there are Svarim who seem to be Semich upon that when you're really stuck over here. They do point out another interesting idea. It says over here that you want to go do Erev Shabbos is to go to sell to Goy. What have a better rate, so? Mafker the Kli. A Kli that's Hefker. Goy owns it, because he sold Tfilo. A Hefker Kli, and you use it, no Chiyot Tfilo. Why can't you Mafker it? They point out from over here, the Maaseh can't be mafgrit. That's the point out from this halacha. Then they get involved, why not? See, they want to get involved inside the sugar of Aram over here. Open inside the Goyth, Ashi, it's Mukhlik, that's Shem Yisrael over here. Mafgrit, but Maaseh, everyone calls the Shem Yisrael over here. Maaseh, you see, Hefkeris does not work. That's not true. The last thing over here to go through is you have to know just practically how to table things in the mikvah. A gam, it's not our simon, it's really in simon reish beis over here. It's really a hemshed hilchos mikvahs. So you give a chatzitzis. It's on the marabok machine simon reish beis. I'd like to go quickly. What's the gear? Loch lemaisa to us. How do we table things in the mikvah over here? Just go in order. It's the balance of beis over there. Discuss the sugya of chatzitzis. What comes out is very simple. The loch is when you have a chatzitza that's either roiv or a person is makbid, the tefillah is not chal. If it's miyad she'enay makbid, the tefillah is chal. Now the question is, when one hilchos mikvahs, if an isha goes to the mikvah, everyone knows even things that are miyad she'enay makbid, yeah, she has to remove everything lechatchilah. Everything. Even miyad she'enay makbid. B'diyavad, mikvah. But lechatchilah have to remove it. By kelim you say the same thing. Things that are miyad she'enay makbid, you have to lechatchilah remove everything. So, if you look at Sevet Aruch, he says, even on Kalim, the same thing like an Isha. Chachmazot brings it down that way. They point out the Stimus HaPoiskim is not that way. The Arsum brings it down, but by force brings it down that way. The Moskem brings it down that way. Chachmazot Yom brings it down that way. The Numus HaPoiskim do not bring down this concept, Miyat Shein and Makbin, doing the Sugya, that you have to take off everything. And by now you should know there are numerous Kulas of Kalim over the case of Noshim. One Kula we saw is the game of Sugya of Kavono. By Kavono, by an Isha, we pass along the Motu and Machmer. Mashik, but it's clear, not but we hold a kula. Another example is we have a case of a holding a kli rafoi. You hold a person who rafoi. Alocha, we store the shopping down back to be machmer. Masha inkin by kelim beikul paiskim on meikol. We'll see other kulas we have over here. Therefore, the idea of miyachin and machmer, take over the kli. You do the best you can, but otherwise there's a starker spot over here. Why to leave it as is? Now, neget the sugya of akpada. Who defines akpada? The ilum or the baal? The vada goes after the baal. Just an interesting question is who is the baal? The husband or the wife. So we answer the question to Rav Nevetzel, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Ezraim, who decides that part over here? And the derech usually is the men are not as machbid as the women. And all three wrote back, the wife decides. Interesting, the wife decides. Take it as is. My father's not here. Fine. Now, they do discuss on the get tags or stickers that are on top of the thing. So, but Klolius, they're a chatzitzo. However, they go through numerous cases that are not a chatzitzo. This is a case that wrote down. The Chanish writes down, let's say the tag is on top of it, beside the sugya of mass, as tax reasons. Not sure what Kalim is referring to. We have to put the sticker on top of it. The Chanami, on your pillow, it says, you know, anyone who moves the tag is under violation of a law. I have no idea what law, what violation. But let's say you have that on your Kalim also, you have a sticker on top of it. So, is there a law to take over the tag? I can start to cut off that tag.
Now they write clearly that's one for yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is?
It used to be that you had.
Right. Fine. So fine, if you leave it on B'tan Master, Chanisha said, not the Gedol Chatzitzo. Moshe said, let's leave the sticker on to show it's very chosh, very expensive over here. Some people like to show things over there. Also, you want this, not the Gedol Chatzitzo. Rabbi Yashim says, let's say you leave it on because it tells you how to go use the Kli, how to Misham Shikli. Sometimes you have these Keurig things with all the machines that tell you how to use the Kli. So also not a Chatzitzo over here. Rabbi says, leave it on B'tan, let's say it looks nicer. Also not a Chatzitzo. Now some of these cases, others in the Pesach disagree. That seems to be the Anhogan. When you make a one of there, not the Chalgeta Chatzitzo, I've got no Strumach to disagree with some of these cases. No. And that's a Miesha and a Machbid. Then the Chatzitzo is true of it. And you have to know, it bets you are Machbid, it's you're lazy. And you have to find what Machbid is. You have to know what Machbid is.
What happens if that sticker falls out? I mean, the sticker I wanted when I
tabled
it, so I kept it on,
then
it fell off.
No, as long as it's... No, sorry. Now, building upon this, once you have the idea of Makba, we discussed, you can store do tefillah for you. So we have Makhlid up on the Pais game, numerous farms say, my friend, especially, you go sell tefillah, go do tefillah to it. But over there, they discuss, you want the sticker on to show that it's new. But actually, you don't want the sticker on. So that you want on because you're the owner and you need it on, otherwise the guy won't buy it. You have to have the sticker on. Or no, that doesn't get a chatzitza because no one wants it on. That's an interesting question. Over here. The same with Tefillah Skin wants Taina, you want it on. Shlomo Zalman says no. You want to sell it, but we don't want it on. We want to say Nichol get a chatzitza over here. Therefore, at least it's a problem. Shlomo himself writes, you want to title these things for a chelani. You got to say, first be coined for them, then take off the stickers and be titled it. But it's not that simple to leave all the stickers and to be titled it. Well, that's the basic rules of Chatzitza, that's Alpha Beis. Gimel Dalavid, negate the sugya of Yod Sakelim. Very important in the Klal over here, that we see that not only the food that is touching the Eichel, sorry, the Kli that's touching the Eichel, you have Tevil, you have a knife with a blade, the blade to it, and you have a handle to it. You have Tevil, number one, the blade, and number two, the handle also. Speak out the place, Gimel, let's say the handle is wood. The handle is plastic. It's a Chayma that's not Mukhayim and Tefil over here. Coming with Rama say, if you leave it out, that not chayim in the choose not no chayim tefillah on the handle, not the wood, not the plastic. But be'ikr, we'll get to a moshe shita, be'ikr they want to have the chatzitz over here. You put the metal in, we're not surrounded by water, there's a chatzitz over here, it's not going inside, and therefore you have to travel the handle mitzad the sugya of chatzitz over here. Mitzad, or two swear they say over, depends how you say it over, either as chatzitz or having it inside the mikvah. Two different lashonis, each lachal will get to maybe a difference. Sefer is a locha. Another kula we see that has chilim over noshim. Noshim alocha by base a storm, a chatzitza is ma'akev. It has to be kovel bila and bila ma'akevis. Masha enkin and chilim, base a storm, the chatzitza is not ma'akev. Which we'll get to what the nafkmina that is.
How do we come out of by electrical lines?
So, leading to that, is that once we have the sugya of yadus over here and the sugya of base a storm over here, now the question over here, the yadakli is chayim and chilim. Base a storm is no chiv mitzvah the sugya of chatzitza over here. So what happens, you have a machine over here, I mean, let's make it very simple, the bottom part over here holds food, the top part is, let's say, is the chashmal over here, I'm saying top, bottom, by way, that's where Moshe is over, the top part is the chashmal, and then you have a wire coming out. The question over here is it nichl and yodis, number one, and then how to be tovel, number two. Again, yeah, we just said the handle of the kli is chayim and tefillah like the kli. On an assumption now, what is the chashmal attached to the kli? Is it chayim and tefillah? And if not, what happens to the sugya base of storm? You have to put the two ideas over here together. That means coming to Moshe, he has a tshuva, the chachamim grappled a hard time of tumah tara and sugya chatzitzas. He mamash says 3 points over here. Number one, he says the idea of a handle to a kli is tovel coming to mishamish the kli, part of the kli. Mash enkin the chashmal the locha is no din tefillah. The motor called the motor over here is a separate thing than the kli. It's coming to make the fire, but the motor itself has a chshivus by itself. It's like two kilma stuck together. It's like you have a fork and knife stuck together, have two different nishtamshes. They're not the one is not a mechayim the tefillah in the second one. Each one has its own chiv. If one has no chiv, fine, that one's no chiv on top of it. So number one, the Moshe says you said over here, there's no din tefillah on the motor itself. It's not like yodas. You have to hulk it, but that's first, it's not like yodis. Now, the question is, you can put the machine in halfway, half is sticking out. You have a bay over here, it's that the top part of the kli that you're sticking in, where it separates between the motor and the kli oichel, where's the tefillah to that? He says, that's based on storm. Chatzitza is not makiv. That's the second thing he says. A third thing now is come along and says, that's very good. So the top mode is not mechuyev, and the thing in between is beis hastarim. But ma'aseh is not inside the mikvah. The kli is not inside the mikvah. You have bayas be klu b'tei chamayim. That means your whole entire body is in with your fingers sticking out. It's kilu toiv b'sharetz b'yodoi. It's not inside the mikvah. Something what Moshe says, since if you cut it off, it'll be inside the mikvah. A garment's not cut off, it's not going to get it in the mikvah. And you look at the dimming where it's coming from. The loch within Siftes, the last Sif says, let's say you're long kli, oruch, that you plan to cut. A din cut, the loch is going to be until the area you plan to cut. Black like machaber, the mahalish mung du shainim. Again, you have a long kli, you plan to cut it in half, you only have to cut it halfway. There's a case you plan to cut it. Here you don't plan to take the motor off. Once say, just like over there, it's enough, here also is enough. So again, let's get three massive chidushim of Moshe, and there are poskim passing this way. Number one, there's no chiyatil upon the motor, because it's not a toffle like the yad. Number two, as the place in between the base of storm, no chiyatil as the base of storm. And number three, he says, the loch of something is aiming to be a separate entity over here, a gamas on the mikvah is not nichel to get it of a not being the mikvah, erase ki'ila kula b'mayim. If, for example, someone told me, he came to me, he said, I can't believe it. I called over first in Chicago, he tells me totally halfway. What's going on over here? I look at all this from and say that way. I'm like, yeah, Moshe's Talmud. And Moshe says, Toivel until the Chashmal, no problem over here. I mean, Nuis Kehlin can take care of this issue in the Gehad Chashmal, just Toivel only the, you take your kum-kum, and you have to Toivel the whole bottom. Turn it upside down, make sure we'll go inside, and go until it hits the bottom. That's it.
What in the court?
That means the Nuis Kehlin can take care of the issue of Chashmal getting ruined, if you Toivel until it gets to the area where the Chashmal is. Very simple. Maisa, they're coming to argue with different avenues. The way the Minchas Yitzchok, he has a tshuva about it. And he says, the Maisa, the motor, the Moneya, is coming to Mishamash the Kli. It's Nichol Gerev Yad. It's a Chiyav Tila upon the thing itself. And he says, look at the Sugah, Tumah V'Taro. Over there, including Mishamashu, and therefore he wants Mechavi B'Tzad, the Sugah of Yad over here. Yad, Yad, Zakel, and Kelim over here. The way other swamps seem to go, the Chalkis Yachel, the Yashu, they come on to say, as a different word, it has to be Toichamayim. True in between the base of Torah, but Maisa is not inside the water. Therefore, the Chesha Eifod says, Maisa Tmur Moid, how can it be? Chalkis Yachel says, doesn't say, Maisa in the end of the day is not in the water. In the case where the Shulchan Aruch says you put the Kli inside, only until it goes, until you plan to cut off, you plan to cut off. But here you don't plan to leave it there, the Maisa is not inside the water over here. Therefore, they want to be Machmer. So, build upon this, what to go do? There are the Chalkis B'Yomim Maisa is Machmer against the Moshe. The Arsenal Maisa is Machmer. On the Tzad the Machmir, how most places can go. Now the question is how far to be Machmer. You have to take the whole entire Kli over here. But let's say you have the cord. Is the cord now part of this question and you have to also take it? According to Moshe, the cord of Adonat. Partial not. But those who argue the Moshe, what about the cord itself? So Maisa, the Minchas Yitzchok you said is what? The motor is a basis or tuffle to the Kli. He himself says, but not the cord. The cord is transferring Chashmal one place to another. It's not coming to Mishamash the Kli. It's just a way of transferring the electricity, the power of the engine. That he says, that's not Nechal Negev of the Kli, and therefore they'll keep the table of the cord.
You can hold it out
and just have a little bit sticking in a little bit, no problem there. And therefore the safe base of Levi, the Mingdown, that the Moshe Halbosham said this name of Vosner, Vosner also says all this way, and there are different pasuk this way, Yagin Mordechai, Rav Reuben pasuk this way, Yvakish Torah. They come on and say, the loch is the cord, the mice is no problem. Atzad Hasheni, and they want to say, fine, Atzad Hasheni, the mice, if you go with the idea that it's outside the water we're coming from, it's outside, so the whole Ma'amokim to be Mekel, again, inside is Kilo Kotzatz. At the end of the day, the whole machine is on the water. It has to be covered at all ends over here. It's not covered at all ends. At the end of the day, where is that? I mean, for example, you're holding a kli. You put it inside the mikvah. I might say, if you're apart and sticking out, there's no tefillah on the kli itself. So the water is sticking out over here. Therefore, of Yashir, or of Nevenzel, or of Karp, or the article writes, you have to label the machine with its cord. Writes in English for all the people who read English. He writes black and white, and that's how Nikolai will follow obstacle usually in America. So they write to argue with the Moshe, they're very clear to argue, and they say that you said over here is where's the field in the mikvah. The what to go do, mamash nagashenis, even the same base medrash here, nagashenis, what they'll do when he had different pesachim. Most people are arguing about the cord, not the cord. But I'll probably say follow Moshe and go until the chashmal will be here. What? Hey, we mentioned that already. We discussed that. It's a base. We discussed that. Now, according to according to Moshe, we did not. That could be mivatul shem kli. Not as tefillah, the tefillah is called. That still no could work according to Moshe. Could work. Not the same thing. No, no. So if the word the cord comes off, take off the cord.
What?
The
same as regular cord,
but
just better.
No, so maybe now the last point here. The last point. Let's say the clear that comes apart. You have a blender. Make it simple. You have a blender with a blade and the handle over here. How do you tell you? You're supposed to tell you it's separate, together. And Betsim, there are two cases over here. There's a case over here where you have the handle and the blade. They're both mechuyim and tefillah. Both chayim and mechuyim and tefillah. Or most of the cases you have is where you have the blade is chayim and tefillah and the handle is plastic. It's not chayim and tefillah. So the question is, how do you tell it? What's the correct hanhaga? So there's a tshuva by the Har Tzvi and the Minchas Yitzchok and others discuss this, and they come out that either way you tovel it, whether this first discuss the case where the chaver is chayim tefillah, they say either way you tovel it, tefillah certainly is chal. The question is, what's the correct way of being tovel it? They come on from the Rambam and say about it's chal, but they want to know the correct way of tovel it is the tshuva of the kli, how it's being used. They want to say as the sugya of mitzvah and mofer, you should really be tovel all connected. Now, in that case, we don't have to come with the handle the same chimer as the kli itself, as the blade itself. Usually, we have the handle is a different chimer. This is an interesting question: is nichal get the chatzitz or not? So, Dain Weiss and Meister, he Meister Shuvi is chayshish and chayshish tovel twice: once connected and once disconnected. Interesting concept. The Meister Svar, the Hanhagim, not seem to be this way, and most Svarim go like Mishlom Zalman and Rav Vosner and Rav Kupcha. I saw yesterday this came out. It's talking the same in the Kuntz Matayv Alecha. He wants a taino that in the chayim that's not mochayim, you just disconnect it. You take your fruit processor, your blenders. Usually the bowl is plastic over here. Whatever is plastic, you don't have to tovel with it. You just take the area that's touching your food, take the blades, and you tovel it, and that's enough. That's
don't
what
part
of mochayim. What?
Don't do the
base star. No, it's the shabbat chatzitzes. It's not base star because it comes off and on all the time. Base star is something that's base star. Not the master that's being used over here. Therefore, again, it seems to be that Hoggy is a negar to these kelim. The ilum seems to take it apart and table it as sections. And now, if you do that or not, it's only it's chal. Question is between mulchol, but that seems to be the anhog over here. Fine. Bez Hashem, next chabur will be on Simn Kuf Chav Beis. Slocham.
Yeah.